Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Nun Tes. We're holding the fifth line from the top of the Amud. You'll recall that yesterday in the Mishnah and the Gemara, we talked about a person who has a Marzev or Maschila. Marzev, remember, is a leader. Maschila is the gutter. So a person has on the roof of his house a gutter. There is a Marzev. There's a leader coming down. And it's putting, it's draining water onto the next door neighbor's property. Oy, oy, oy. If a person does that for 3 years, does he get a chazaka or not? So our Mishnah said, you'll recall, Nun Chesam and Beis, middle of the Omid, Hamarzev, Ein loy chazaka, v'yeshlim koimoy chazaka. And the Gemara asked, what does that mean? Marzev does not have a chazaka. Its makom does have a chazaka. And the Gemara gave three pshatim. The first pshat was a very simple pshat, and that is, yes, you get a chazaka to drain your water onto the other person's property if he's not mocha for 3 years. However, you don't get it in a particular direction, meaning that since you have the leaders coming down from the maschila, from the gutter, you could do that to the northern end, lemushel, of the gutter, or to the southern end of the gutter. No difference. And we're assuming that the next-door neighbor, his property is just as wide as the person who owns the gutter, and so therefore, either you drain on the right, you drain on the left, on the north, on the south, makes no difference. So, if the person who owns the gutter and the leader for the last 3 years, Lamushel, or 4 years, or 5 years, has always been draining out on one particular side of the gutter, then ain loy chazaka, because the next door neighbor can say, no, shishenginuk on that side, I want you to move your leader away, it shouldn't drain anymore on my property. Says our Mishnah, that you cannot do, because yesh lemakoymoy chazaka, which means that since you've been doing this already for 3 years, okay, if he's not happy that you're draining on the northern side of the gutter, then move to the southern side of the gutter. So that was the first pshat in the Gemara. If you remember, just looking into the Gemara yesterday, third line, Hachi ka'am ha-marzev ein le-chazaka biruach achas, to go and say, oh, since it's been here for 3 years and no one was mocha, I can continue draining on that side for the next 100 years? No. You don't get meruach achas. However, yeshlam koyim chazaka mishtei ruchois, where since you've been draining for so many years and the next door neighbor has not been moicha, therefore, although he can be moicha to a particular ruach and say, I don't want you to drain anymore to the northern side, but he cannot be okerit mikol v'kol and say, you cannot drain at all. And therefore, you can continue draining from lemoshel, the southern side. So now we're going to have an interesting case where, just like the person who's draining the water from his gutter and leader is very happy that he's able to go and drain it on the other guy's property, the other person is happy that the water is draining onto his property because he uses that to go and water and feed his animals. And therefore it's a, Rishbam calls it a, it's almost like a barter situation where the person who owns the gutter and leaders is delighted to be able to have the right to drain the water on the other person's property. And in turn, that other person is delighted that the first person is draining the water onto his property because now he has an easy access, an easy availability of water for his animals to drink. So, what happens? That the person who owns the leaders and gutters wants to stop draining on the other person's property. He wants to use the water for himself. He wants to drain it somewhere else. Whatever. He has his chishbainis. And the next door neighbor says, no, I want that water. That's been feeding my animals for all these years. Now, does he have any right to go and say, I have a chazaka on the water draining on my property? I'm so happy it's draining, I don't want you to stop. So let's look at the Gemara, fifth line from the top. You have this pipe In other words, just like the leaders, which are mekaleach, which are pouring out water onto chotze chaveiroi, ubo balagag lesois moi, he wants to now stop that water draining onto the chotze chaveiroi. You would think that the bala chotze would be delighted. In this case, the bala chotze ma'akiv olav, he says, no, I want you to continue draining the water. The amaleki hecha, the akonis loch, chotze didi, lemishta bein maya, just like you were kona over the last 3 years, a chazaka to encumber my property with your drainage water. I have been kind at the same time. I've been machzik in your water. Igrach means of your roof, that I'm able to go and be mashke behemoisai, says Rishbam. And that's the reason why I agreed to it in the first place. It was a true quid pro quo. You got the benefit of draining the water, and I got the benefit of the water. So can he stop him? Can he not stop him? Says Rav Yehuda Mishmul, yes, he can be ma'akev and say, I want you to continue draining your water on my property. Okay, so now the Gemara tells us that in fact this is a machloikis. Itmar, Rav Oishi Omar ma'akev. Rav Oishi holds just like Shmuel. Rav Choma Omar einoi ma'akev. Now the Gemara doesn't tell us yet, but we'll see in another 2-3 lines that Rav Choma was the father of Rav Oishia. And Rav Oishia, the son, said Ma'akiv. The father said Eino Ma'akiv. Ozul Shaila Rabisa. Now they went and asked Rabisa, who was the father of Rav Choma and the Zayda of Rav Oishia. So we have now 3 generations: Rabisa, Rav Choma, Rav Oishia. And father and son said, you know what? Let's go and ask Zaydi, what does he hold? And Rabisa sided with his Einikol, and he said, Ma'akev. Yes, the Baal HaChotzer can be Ma'akev on the Baal HaTzinar, the Baal HaGag. You must continue to go and drain your water on my property, just like you have a Chazaka. I have a Chazaka on that water, and I want you to continue draining. Kori Alei, Rami Bar Choma, who heard this, said, oh, this reminds us of the Pasuk. These 3 great Talmidei Chachamim, the Einikol, the son, and the father, 3 generations in a row, that's the Chuta Meshulish, and therefore they have a special segula that in Yetz Hashem, they and their children and descendants will continue to be Talmidei Chachamim for many, many generations. It's almost like a guarantee that 3 generations, Loim Her Yenosik, this is not easily going to disravel. They are going to continue, or unravel, going to continue the Limud HaTorah for many years to come. Now it's interesting that the Gemara quotes Rav Oishia before Rav Choma. You would think that one shouldn't quote a son before a father. So the second Tosis says that the reason why the Gemara quotes the son, Rav Oishia, before it quotes the father, Rav Choma, is because of the fact that Rav Oishia was such an outstanding Godel Hador, and therefore he outshined everyone, even including his father. So that's why it would be a rare case where we quote the son before we quote the father. The Gemara doesn't tell us what the relationship of Rami Bar Choma is, but could be Rami Bar Choma was a brother of Rav Oishia and he was a son of Rav Choma. Anyway, so what the Gemara is really telling us, bottom line, is that the Einikol, Rav Oishia, was Zoyche to go and paskin just like his Zayda, like Rabisa, as opposed to Rav Choma, who disagreed. Now we continue right. It says in the Mishnah, Sulam HaMitzri, Ein Loi Chazaka. Sulam HaMitzri does not have a Chazaka, and Rishbam in the Mishnah said that it is a short Sulam, short ladder. That's a big, heavy-duty ladder, and if it's been there for 3 years and no one's been moicha, you get a chazaka. So how do you define sulam ha-mitzri? Hechidomi sulam ha-mitzri, am debir av yane, kosh ingli arbo chavokim. It is so short that it doesn't even have 4 rungs. So it's almost like a short step stool that people have, not a big, big sulam, a big ladder, and therefore if you have that in your chotzer for 3 years, you do not get a chazaka because the next door neighbor says, it's a gunisha step stool, it's nothing. If it's a big ladder, that's a different story. Now, you'll recall back in the Mishnah yesterday, after we distinguished between the Sulam HaMitzri and the Sulam HaTzuri, then the Mishnah introduced the Chaloin HaMitzris and the Chaloin HaTzuris. As opposed to the Sulam HaMitzri and the Sulam HaTzuri, where the Mishnah did not give any dimensions, we now have, for the first time, this past Gemara, that Sulam HaMitzri is less than four rungs. Sulam HaTzuri is four rungs or more. Our Mishnah doesn't say a word. Our Mishnah just said, Sulam HaMitzri, ein lechazak. Tzuri, yesh lechazak. However, when it comes to Chaloin HaMitzris, which again means a small window, ein lechazak. Uletzuris, yesh lechazak. And then the Mishnah asked, can you tell me the difference in size between the Chaloin? Eizei Chaloin HaMitzris, kol she'ein roishi shalodim yachal ikonaz letoicha. That it's so small that you can't even squeeze your head through the opening. And the Gemara asks, how come the Mishnah felt necessary to go and tell us the difference between the Chaloin HaMitzris and the Chaloin HaTzuris, but not by the Sulam HaMitzri and the Sulam HaTzuri, which would have a parallel situation in the Mishnah? Zoifrei Gemara, Heichid Chaloin HaMitzris and Chazaka, Maishna Gabi Sulam Dulei Mefarish. How come a Mishnah does not go into detail explaining the sizes, the measurements? A Maishna Gabi Chaloin de Mefarish. But when it comes to window, it is Mefarish. Says, I'll tell you why. Mishnah Gaboya Flugi Rabbi Yehuda B'Seifa. Because we wanted to introduce that there's another view yet of Rabbi Yehuda. Who's Rabbi Yehuda? So getting back to the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, the key is not only whether Roishoy Yochali Kones or Ein Roishoy Yochali Kones, but there's another factor as well. And that is, did he build a frame around this opening in the wall? Rabbi Yehuda Oymerim Yeshlo Malbein. Malbein means like bricks, where he has on the top and the bottom and the sides, so that makes a nice window frame. Af pishein roishalonim yachlikonis l'toicha harizu chazaka. Ah, since there is yet another view of Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah felt that it has to go and explain in greater detail what a chaloin hamitzris and a chaloin etzuris is, be able to go and hear these various views, the view of the Tanakama and the view of Rabbi Yehuda. So that's why we went into that detail. We don't have those types of details by the Sulam. Okay, Zotim Revaita. Omrib Zera. Lamatami Dalaramas Yeshle Chazokav Yochel Limchais. Lamalami Arba Amas Ein Lechazokav Ein Yochel Limchais. What are we referring to? We're referring to the Chaloin Hatsuri or Chaloin Hatsuris that we have in our Mishnah, where this is a large Chaloin. And therefore, says the Mishnah, if a person builds such a large window onto his property, and the other side is not mocha, why would one be mocha? Because of the potential of hezek ria, that the person with the chaloin can always watch out what's going on in the chotzer. Says our Mishnah, if you are not mocha within 3 years, ulitzuris yesh lo chazaka, you can develop a chazaka on such a chaloin hatsuri. Now we're going to have a machloikis in our Gemara between two Amiroim, Reb Zera and Reb Iloa, as to where this chaloin was located in the person's wall. Was it high up or was it low down? So Reb Zera, lamata midal rames yesh lechazak, v'yochalim chais. If this chaloin tzuri, this large chaloin that you're talking about, if it happens to be less than four amas from the ground, in other words, measure from the ground upwards, it's within four amas, according to Chazonish, roughly 8 feet, and he leaves it there, and the next door neighbor and the Bnei Chotzer are not moicha, then yesh lei chazaka, the yochalim chais. However, initially they can be moicha and say, no, we don't want to have such a large window there. However, if it's higher than arba amas, start from the ground, count, let's say, 8 feet, and then the window begins. The fact that he has it there even for 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, because the next door neighbor said, I wasn't going to be moicha, why should I be moicha? After all, it doesn't bother me. It's so high up, you can't see anything. Even you can't see anything. It's more than 8 feet high from the ground. You have to be a giant to be able to go and see through that window. So, it doesn't bother me. therefore, ein loy chazaka ve'en yochel lemois. Rebbe lo omar, afil lemar lo mi'ar ba'amis, ein loy chazaka ve'yochel lemois. No, even though it's more than four amis from the ground, he does not develop a chazaka, even if it's there for more than 3 years, and the next door neighbors can go and be moichet any time they want. Frank Timara, what does it bother the next door neighbors that he has these tall windows all the way up there? Nobody has any problem with that. There's no hezekriah whatsoever. It's just that the next door neighbors are jealous, or they're being nasty, and they're saying, no, I don't want him to have these picture windows, they're so beautiful, no. I'm angry about that. So we have a machloikis between Reb Zeira and Reb Yiloh, and l'choira, there's no basis for being yochel limchois, and in fact, you notice that there is a little bit of an inconsistency. Normally, you can only develop a chazaka if the other one is able to be moicha. No macha, no chazaka. Why no macha, no chazaka? The reason why I kept it there, and the reason why the next door neighbor didn't protest, is not because I bought the right, or they allowed me to go and do the window. It doesn't bother them, because after all, it's 8 feet tall, it's 8 feet high, not tall, it's 8 feet higher from the ground. So who does it bother? Nevertheless, Zokta Chirbilo Yochalim Chais. And the question is, what would be the machlekes? Why would Rabbi Lo hold Yochalim Chais? So the Gemara says in the Havamin, Leim Bekoifen Almidas Sedoim Kamivligi. The fact that the next door neighbors want him to remove this huge picture window, which is more than 8 feet from the ground, this would seem to be Amida Sadoim. Why do they care? What difference does it make to them? And therefore, Zokta Chirb Zeira, if the next door neighbor wants to be Moicha, he should go and bang his head against the wall and move to another Chotzer. He has no right to be Moicha. His not allowing or his protesting the other person's picture windows, this is just a midah sadoim. It's a bad midah. And we're going to teach him a lesson. And Yochalim Chayim, no, you cannot be moicha. It doesn't bother you. Aros. While the other man, Yama Rabbi Loa, says, Ein koifin. You can't be koifin midah sadoim. This guy is taka, a nasty fellow, the next door neighbor, or a jealous fellow, that he doesn't have such windows. But you can't go and be koifin midah sadoim. You can't stop him. And therefore, if he wants to be moicha, he can be moicha. He can say, it bothers me. Why does it bother you? It bothers me, whether you like it or not. It bothers me. Get your window out of there. So, that's the machloikis. Now, everybody holds koifel midas. We don't allow people to have such bad midos and protest something that he really has no grounds to protest. So, what's this for Rabbi Loa? Rabbi Loa says, I do have grounds. Bishani Hocha, you may even recall we had this svara back earlier on, back on Daf Chof Beis in the Gemara. The Omale Zimnin de Mois Visharshiva Tusach the Kaimis Vikachazis. What I'm afraid is, yes, on a normal basis, on a daily basis, I have nothing to worry about your window being all the way 8 feet higher from base level, from the ground, from ground level. However, every once in a while, you might get a little curious as to what's going on in the chotzer or in my house, and you might go and bring a sharshifa. Sharshifa is like a bench or a step stool or something like that, which could be, let's say, 2 or 3 feet tall. Doesn't have to be a huge, huge ladder, just 2 or 3 feet tall. And if you go on top of that, guess what? You'll be able to peer through the bottom of your window and be able to look on the chotzer or into my bias, etc. Says Rebbe Loa, that's the reason. This person is not just being jealous and just being nasty. He is saying from time to time, the other person may decide to, you know, be a peeping Tom and look what's going on out there, and he'll take over a short ladder, step stool, whatever it is, next to the window and stand on top of it. Zimdin, sometimes the Moisvis Sharshifa, Tusach, he'll place beneath himself a Sharshifa, such a step stool or whatever, the kindness, and you'll step on top of it and you'll stand there, the kachazis, and you'll be able to look out. And therefore, that's why I hold you can be moicha after all. Okay, so how do we paskin in this? The Gemara tells us a story, who had such a situation where the other person had these big windows higher than 4 amas from the ground, Shadr the Kamid Rav Abba Bar Mamel. he sent to Baba Mamama, Omalei, and he told him, Ovidlei, Rabbi Lo, go and paskin like Rabbi Lo, that you can be moich if a person made these large windows, even though they're higher than 4 amas from the ground, because Zimna, sometimes he might engage in Hezek Re'iyah, and therefore the next door neighbor can protest. Now, it really should be 2 dots over here, because it's a new shtickel. Omer Shmuel. Shmuel is not talking about the Chaloin Tzuri, the large windows. We're now talking about the Chaloin Mitzri, the small windows. What did we say in our Mishnah? That these small little windows, they're so small, then Ein Roisha Shel Adam Yochel Ikonis L'Toicha. What was the principal purpose of a person making such a small opening in his wall? So Rishbam back in the Mishnah told us, because he wanted to, from time to time, look over his fields. And this way, when he has this small little wall, small little opening, he can go over and take a look, make sure there are no ganovim, no gazlonim, no chayis or behemis, and so on and so forth. So that's the reason why that person made this small little window, because it's so small, the next door neighbors and many chotzer don't really care, it's so small, it's insignificant, they don't make a ganza fuss about it, and therefore ein lo chazaka, because they're not going to be moicha, they say, it doesn't bother us. However, what happens if this chaloin hamitzvus is being used not only to go and peer out into the field, however, this person needs it l'ha'ir, to go and bring light into his house. He doesn't have any electricity and no fixtures, and that's the only light that comes in from that small hole on the side. That person very much wants that. Apparently, everybody in the neighborhood knew that this was his source of light, and therefore, if they wanted to be moicha, they should have been moicha, and if they were not, after 3 years, he in fact does develop a chazaka, if the purpose of the window is not to look out, but to bring the light in. So the Gemara says, Omer Shmuel, Ula Oira, if the purpose of the window is to bring in light, even if it's much smaller than the Chaloin HaMitzri. The Chaloin HaMitzri, remember we said, is fitting your head through the window. Even if it's much smaller than that, if the other people in the Chotzer are not Moicha, and the reason why they're not Moicha, because they know he needs it, after 3 years, it belongs to him, and they can no longer chapel with him and say, close it, and whatever. He has a chazaka on that window. Yes, Barry.
So we're seeing here a case of chazaka that's not monetarily related. It's more a question of exercising property rights.
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
So there's no question of keeping a shtar, because there's no shtar involved here. A person opening a window in his own property doesn't need a shtar. It's just a question of the cooperation of the neighbors. Mm-hmm. And that's the chazaka. And once that's passed this grandfather, so it's not a chazaka sheishi maltaina, it's not a chazaka cheskas raya, it's a chazaka of a different flavor. Is that correct?
Well, yes and no. It's a different flavor as you have described it. Presumably, however, that a person shouldn't have this argument in after 3 years, that each time he's going to have to go and prove, I'm assuming that when he originally built his house or built his wall, he asked the next door neighbor, do you have a problem with that? And the neighbor probably said yes, no, or maybe so. And he would probably want to document what the neighbor had to say. And if the neighbor says, it's fine with me, it's okay, please sign the dotted line, notarize it,
and make a kinyan.
And often the Rishbam says that the fact that you have something like that for a long period of time and the other wasn't moicha means that he probably bought off that right. He probably negotiated with a neighbor and say, if I give you $1,000 or whatever it is it okay to make a window? Yeah, sure, no problem. Okay, here's the money, write it on the piece of paper. And for the first 3 years, the people keep these papers. After 3 years, they don't keep it anymore, like we had at the beginning of the Perek. And therefore, he brings 3 years with witnesses. He doesn't have to hold on to any more documents. Okay?
Thank you.
No problem. You see, at the end of this Rishbam, let's learn the last Rishbam here, right before the Mishnah. 6-7 lines from the bottom of the Omid. Omri Shmuel, ulo oira filo kol sheyesh lechazaka. Right, Barry, you have that? Right, 6 lines from the bottom of the Omid. Chaloina osali kones mimenu oir. If light comes in to go and dispel the darkness. He doesn't need to have this huge window to establish a chazakah. And for the kol shu yesh le chazakah, the chaloyna osili oira milta tekviyusa. This is something that you're going to leave there. It's not like the window in our Mishnah, the small window that you, at the moment I wanted to be able to look into the field, but for instance, during the summer, I don't need to look at the field because there's nothing growing, nothing harvested. So I don't need it. So I can close it up. I can put my shutters on. So a chaloyna osili, however, you need throughout 365 days a year. Continues Rishvam, the chaloyna osel la'oyr milzit the kviyus of the chaloy yamin. Chaloy yamin and tzarech la'oyr. Everybody needs light. He did it forever, in perpetuity. He should have been moicha initially. You know, I see you're going to keep this window forever. It's a small window. But this window, you can look over into the chotzer, into my property. I'm not happy with it. They worked it out. He did a birshus. Here the Rishbam just birshus, but elsewhere Rishbam says that he may have paid for it and for the right to go and keep that window there. And that's why the person can no longer be moicha, because he agreed. And so you initially have your documents, but after 3 years, you don't have to hold on to them anymore as long as you have Aidim for the 3 years. Okay, Masis Allah, Bechaloina Osel Oirek Mairi, Bechaloina Osel Lishmar Ginois, Pardesim, Derech HaChaloin. Our Mishnah is not talking about the light Chaloin, we're talking about the Chaloin to be able to peer out and see Ganos Pardesim. That is not that important, and it could very well be he'll eventually close it up, and therefore there is no Chazak. Okay, on to the Mishnah Vaita. Zok the Mishnah, Haziz. Aziz means a ledge that is protruding from a person's property, and it's protruding from my property onto your property. Now, how does that disturb the person? Obviously, if it's low, it could cause a hezek. It could go and hit somebody in the head when he's not looking, when he's not careful. But that's not the concern. More of the concern, says Rishbam, is that the next door neighbor may eventually want to go and build a wall there on his own property. But if you have a ledge sticking out, it might interfere with the building. So says the Mishnah, Hazid ad tefach, if it's a tefach. Really, this ad tefach means from higher than a tefach going down. In other words, 5 tzvachim, 4, 3, 2, up to 1 tefach, yesh lechazaka, and v'yochalim chais, the other side should be moicha. Hey, this ziz is going to be a potential problem for me if I decide to go and build a wall here, because that ziz is sticking out. Then therefore, Yochalim Chaisikim Imoichan say, I don't want you to have that ziz sticking out. And if he was not Moichan, and it's there for 3 years, it means he must have worked out a deal with him. He had bought it from him, or he agreed with him. Because a person normally wouldn't allow you to leave out that ziz without rishus. So it must be that he did it with his express permission. However, Pachas B'Tefach, if it's a klein shigeh, a little legichel, the whole ledge is only 2 inches sticking out. It's less than a tefach. That ain't lechazaka, because that doesn't disturb. Even if the person eventually builds a wall, that little nothing is not going to be a problem. Ben yochalim chais, therefore you cannot be moicha. Now when it says ben yochalim chais, it's not crystal clear at the moment who cannot be moicha. Is it the owner of the ledge cannot be moicha against the owner of the chotzer, or the owner of the chotzer cannot be moicha against the owner of the ledge? And the Gemara is going to discuss that in another few lines. But in the meantime, we go back to the beginning of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says that if it's a ziz of a tefach and more, or more, then if you're not moicha, you can develop a chazaka. It's Omer Abasi, Omer Mani, the Amri Lo, Omer Biankov, Omer Mani. Hechzik betefach, hechzik bedalit. If you have a chazaka for 1 tefach, you have a chazaka for 4 tvachim. And of course, on the surface, this doesn't make sense. You have a chazaka for 1 tefach. How do you automatically grow from 1 to 4? Mike Omar, what does Reb Asi Ramani, Reb Yanka Ramani, what are they trying to say? Omar Rabbi, Ochikon. Hechzik roichav tefach, b'meshech arba, hechzik beroiva arba. Oh, when we're talking about an Ar Mishnah Tefach or Pachas Mitefach, the obvious question is, are we talking to the length or to the width? In other words, how far it's protruding onto the other guy's property and possibly interfering with the other guy's property. We would call that the orech. That would be the length. And the width would be, you know, how wide the ledge is that's protruding from his property. And therefore, says the Gemara, if he was hechzik roichev tefach b'meshech arva, in other words, the ledge was 4 tefachim long, protruding, sticking out into the other guy's property. It was 4 tefachim. The roichev was only 1 tefach wide. However, since the other person was not moicha against that oirech of a 4 tefachim, then after 3 years, he gets a chazaka not only for 4 by 1, but 4 by 4. Meaning that the ikud protrusion that bothers people, of course, is the length that comes into my property. The width is only of secondary concern. Once it's 4 by 1, and the next door neighbor is maskim, and he doesn't cause any problems, so then you can even expand it from 4 by 1 to 4 by 4. A wider ledge sticking out. However, if, says Rishbam, if it was only, let's say, 3 tvachim sticking out, since 3 tvachim typically does not have any chashivus, except for Hilchus Lovud. But other than Lovud, normally every type of property always say Dalet al Dalet, either 4 Amos by 4 Amos, or in this case 4 Tvachim by 4 Tvachim. So once the next door neighbor allowed him to go out 4 protruding onto his property, he not only gets a chazaka for 4 by 1, but even already 4 by 4. Right. Pochis mitefach in the chazaka, if it's small, it's even less than a tefach, that's insignificant. You wouldn't expect the other person to be moicha because, you know, it's like a midas doim like we had before. So it's sticking out a drop. What's enough, kimina? Why do you make a big stink? Any ochalim chais. Omrevuna. Loishona. That's how we say any ochalim chais. Ela bal hagag bebal hachotzer. The balagag cannot be moicha against the balachotzer. A balachotzer bebalagag yocholim chais. What does that mean? Now, I can understand the Bala Chotzer, who has the Chotzer next door, he would want to be Moicha. But why would the Bala Hagag want to be Moicha against the Bala Chotzer? What's the problem? So Rishbam says, when you have this type of ziz, this type of protruding ledge coming out of your property, it's a convenient place for people to go and hang up various items. Especially we're talking about this is over a chotzer, and chotzer is a common courtyard where people put down all types of wonderful things. So you might have a person having a backpack, a backsack, where he has, you know, the ritzuois, he has the straps, and he wants to hang up the strap of his backpack onto that ziz. So can the Bala Chotzer do that? So you have now, if you will, two interests in that ziz. You have the person who owns the gag, where the ziz is sticking out from, in other words, the koisel, or the building where it's sticking out from. He has an interest in using the ziz. It's his ziz, I mean, it comes out of his property. He can go and hang his stuff there. On the other hand, the other person who's the balachotzer, he would like to go and hang his stuff there too. Anybody that has, you know, an extra coat, an extra umbrella, anything that you can hang from ledges or from protrusions, this would be ideal for both of them. So when we say in the Yochalim Chais, who cannot be moicha against the other? So if you look at the Rishbam is about 8 lines before the wide lines. 8 lines before the wide lines. Om Refuna Loishanu, the in the Yochalim Chais. When do we say he can be moicha le balagagshu, balaziz, he cannot be moicha le balachotze? Says Rishbam. Why would he want to be moicha? Then he yochalim chayz boy v'loimer al tishtamish b'ziz shali. No, that's my ziz. That's my protruding ledge. I don't want you to hang your stuff on that. He cannot be moicha. Notice the balagag has to allow the balachotzer to hang things over there. Tema hifsid balagag. What loss does he have? Haloi kishishtamish balachotzer v'yitle b'ziz chafetzop. The Gemara is assuming that the major concern that we have with this is can somebody peek into the other guy's property and cause, therefore, hezekriah? So therefore says Rav Huna, the Balagag cannot stop the Balachotzer from hanging his stuff on that ziz. Why? What is he tining? That you, Balachotze, when you're putting your stuff on that ziz, you might be able to look into my property. Guess what? My property, the gag, is higher than that ziz. The ziz is the extension of one of the koirois, which is the floor of that gag. I am working and doing stuff on top of the gag. Presumably there's a ma'aka on the gag as well. So even if that person uses, if the Baal HaChotzer down below uses the ziv up above, the ziz up above, he cannot go and see what's going on up above. So therefore the Baal HaGag has no right to stop the Baal HaChotzer. A Baal HaChotzer b'Baal HaGag yochel imchais. But the Baal HaChotzer down below, he can be moicha against the Baal HaGag using that protrusion. The obvious question is, why? Well, what's the inyan? Rav Yehuda Omer afilu Baal HaChotzer b'Baal HaGag eni yochel imchais. Even the Baal HaChotzer cannot be moicha against the Baal HaGag. If the Baal HaGag wants to hang stuff out from that ziz, no problem. Baal HaChotzer, you have no right to protest. So what's the machloikis? Lein bezik riya kamif legi demar sov shmei hezik mar sov alav shmei hezik. I see what's going on over here. The guy down below, the Baal HaChotzer, no matter how much he's going to try to peer and look and all the rest, it's going to be very difficult for him to see anything going on up above. Why is it going to be so difficult? Because after all, the Baal HaZiz, who is the Baal HaGag, his tashmish is up above, and it's hard to see what's going on, especially if he has a makkah around his gag. However, the Baal HaGag, if he ever hangs stuff out on that ziz, once he is on the roof, he bends over, puts something on the ziz, he can then peer down and look down what's going on in the chotzer down below. And the Baal HaChotzer is not happy that the guy there on the gag is always, at least not always, but he always has the potential and the possibility of hanging out on that ziz or hanging things out on that ziz and looking what's going on downstairs. Okay, so that's the machloikis between Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. That Rav Huna says the Baal HaChotzer can be moicha against the Baal HaGag, because he says, oh, Baal HaGag, from time to time you're going to hang things on your ziz, and then you're going to take that convenient opportunity to look what's going on down below in my chotzer. And Rav Yehuda says, I'm not concerned. So that's the machloikis hezekiah, shmei hezek, laf shmei hezek. It's more like the kuli alma shmei hezek. Everybody agrees to hezek. V'shani hocha di omalei, litashmishta loichazi. What, to use this ziz in any real major way, it's not roy. It's less than a tefach. Remember, we're going on the top of the omid, not the tefach long. The less than a tefach. The less than a tefach, said Rav Huna, this is not kunish. So leishun al balagag le balachotzer, le balachotzer, le balagag, yochel imchais. Says the Gemara, says the balagag, it is so insignificant, it's really not ro'ui for a tashmish. Lemay chazi, what's the only thing I can use it for? Lemislam v'midi. You're going to hang something. Obviously, we're not going to go and put a chair or table on this ledge which is sticking out if the whole ledge is only 2 inches long. I mean, that's ridiculous. The only thing you can do is you can hang something from it from time to time. So guess what? Every time I have to hang something, madrana apoy vitalina bay, I'll always turn my head in the other direction so I'll never see what's going on down below. I'll always walk backwards, so to speak, when I put my thing on the ziz, so you have nothing to worry about. No hezekriya concern. And therefore, that's the machloikis, whether that's a good tainim. The idach, amalei zimna de be'isis. Sometimes you're going to be afraid, meaning going and bending over to put something on the ziz. You're standing on the roof. You're putting something on the ziz. You got to be careful. Because if you're not careful, chas v'shalom, you could slip and fall down from the roof and, you know, that would not be an ideal situation. So because you're going to be careful, you're not going to be able to look backwards. You're going to have to look frontwards. Oh, once you look frontwards, you're going to look into my chotzer. And the Rishbam adds even another knetch, another wrinkle. Even if you happen to be very athletic and very capable and all the rest, and you don't have that fear of heights and you're not afraid you're going to fall down, you might say that you have that fear of heights. In other words, from time to time you will be curious as to what's going on in the other guy's chatzer. What has he built? What has he done? What is he using it for? And blah, blah, blah. So you're going to act as if you are trembling and afraid when really you're not. And that will be an excuse for looking down into the other guy's property. So therefore, that's why Rav Huna says the Baal HaChatzer can be Moicha. Rav Yehuda says, no, I'm not worried about that type of deception, and I'm not worried about that he's going to look in. If he says that he's going to always go backwards and do it in such a way without looking, with averting his eyes, you can rely on him, and that's fine. Okay, next Mishnah. Zuk to Mishnah. Le'yiftach Adam Chalan Oysav
Le'chotzer.
Yes.
So we're talking about.
No. This last Gemara is talking on the Sefer, the Pachas Mitefach. I know the word Ad Tefach.
Okay, so Pachas.
That's the top Gemara. You see, Yochalim Chais Pachas Mitefach. Go back to the Rishbam, 8-10 lines before the Y line, Tervuna Leishonu, the Ein Yochalim Chais. Ein Yochalim Chais is the Pachas Mitefach case. The Tefach or more, that's Yesh Lechazaka B'Yochalim Chais. Right? So we're talking about the less than a Tefach. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Zog to Mishnah. So the Lashon at the beginning of the Mishnah, Ad Tefach, is a little bit misleading because you think Ad, you're starting from the bottom up. If you're starting Ad Tefach, that means, you know, a half a Tefach, 3/4 of the Tefach, 90% of the Tefach. But we just said now on the Amid base, Bachem the Tefach and the Chazaka. So you have to say that what the Ad is talking about in the other direction. Right? He starts from 4 down to 3, down to 2, down to 1, up to 1. Okay.
Okay,
because,
yeah, okay.
The next Mishnah. Le'yiftach Odom Chalino Yisrael Le'chotzer HaShutfim. Until now we spoke about opening up a Chaloin Le'chotzer Chaveroi. Now we're talking about a Chotzer HaShutfim. In other words, it was a common courtyard used by a number of people. And it says, now Mishnah, don't be Poiseach the Chaloin there, Le'chotzer HaShutfim. And the Gemara is going to ask in a moment, why are you talking about Chotzer HaShutfim? You know, we were talking about Chotzer Chaveroi. If there is a problem of Hezekriah, it doesn't make a difference if there are multiple people in the Chotzer, but there's only one person in the Chotzer. So we're going to talk about this momentarily. Don't open up a Chaloin to the Chotzer HaShutfim. What does this mean? You have a person who is a Baal, one of the B'nai Chotzer, and he owns a property there, he owns a house. And now he wants to expand his house, or perhaps he wants to bring in his mishpacha, maybe he wants to rent a house, who knows? Anyway, but look, there was an adjacent chotzer back to back with this chotzer, and he bought a house on the other side of the fence, so to speak, between chotzer 1 and chotzer 2. So now he has houses, each one of which has the benefit of its own chotzer. Now, from time to time, he wants to take a shortcut on his own property. What does he want to do? He wants now to cut a doorway from the new chotzer in which he has his new bias into the old chotzer in which he has his old bias, so that he can go freely from one house into the other house, from one chotzer into the other chotzer, and that makes his life a little simpler. He has shortcuts for himself and for his family, etc. Says the Mishnah, no, you have no right to automatically open it up into the pre-existing Chatzar Shutfim. Even though you say, well, I'm a Shutfim in that Chatzar, so I can do whatever I want, just like everybody else in the Chatzar. No, you can't do whatever you want. You cannot open it up to the next Chatzar next door. Why? Because you're going to increase the amount of traffic. By definition, if you're opening up the gate, the wall between one Chatzar and the other, even though this allows for greater access, and it's certainly a toiva for this individual, it's however a ra'ah to all the other B'nai Chatzar, because now other people are going to use this as a shortcut. Not only him, but presumably other people from the second Chatzar, in which he just bought his new house. If he's going to break through, then they too are going to use a shortcut going from one chotzer to the other, and therefore, lo yiftachera. Unless, of course, he buys off the rights. I mean, he could talk to the older b'nei chotzer and tell them, I know it's going to increase traffic, and therefore I want to buy this from you, whatever. Obviously, if you work out a deal, that's fine. Okay, now, bon ali al gabi beisai. Le yiftechen lechotzer ha-shutfim, elem rotze boines ha-cheder lefnim mi beisai, ven boine ali al gabi beisai, u-poischa letoich beisai. Now, what the Mishnah tells us is, you have an existing house. You want to go and build an aliyah. Aliyah, of course, means a second floor. We normally think of an aliyah as being an attic, but remember we had at the end of Bav Metzia, Habayis V'Aliyah, aliyah, you had people living on the second floor and people living, of course, on the first floor. So now what happens if the person built an aliyah, a second floor to his house? He shouldn't have a staircase going down into the Chotzer Shutfim, because what that means is there's going to be a lot more traffic of people from the second floor that weren't there until now. Everybody was until now, what do they call it, ranch houses or whatever, was only a one-story structure. Now you have a second-story structure, you have more people coming in and going out of the Chotzer, and so don't do it unless you get permission, unless you work out a deal. But what he can do is, so he can build a cheder, a new room, inside the house, and build an ali on top of the house, and open it up into the house. Now, it's not clear what the difference is between the first bona aliyah, where we're saying lo yiftechena, and the second bona aliyah, upoischa. Exactly, what's the difference between the two cases? And the Gemara is going to address that momentarily. So let's start off again. The Mishnah said, don't be poiseach chaloinois lechotzer ha-shutfim. Frankly, when my ear lechotzer ha-shutfim, I feel lechotzer ha-chaberi nami loy. Even the chotzer ha-chaberi, even if you don't have multiple chotzer dwellers, even if it's only two of you, you and your shochein, that's also prohibited. In fact, remember the previous Mishnah says, it depends whether it's a chaloin tzuri, a chaloin mitzri, whether it's four amas high or not. So, this episode, all of a sudden, we're talking about chotzer ha-shutfim. So tomorrow, let me buy a kamar. The Mishnah is coming to tell you, not only buy a chaveri. The law, don't go and build windows into your property without the other guy's permission, etc. When you talk about chotzer chaveri, av lechotzer shutfim the amalei soif soif hakabois. It's the nuye mino I bechotzer. When you talk about a chotzer shutfim, I would say that there's really not that much of an additional problem. Why not? Because since it's a chotzer shutfim that everybody opens their doors into the common courtyard, well, every time that you open up your door, you can see what's going on inside the chotzer. So adding a window to the bias doesn't really make any new hezek ria potential, because every time you open up the door, you can see what's going on in the broader chotzer. So the fact that you have a window, big deal. L'chayr, it doesn't really make a difference. And therefore, I might have thought chotzer shutfim, ta'omalei soif soif ka'boyis, it's nu yiminoi b'chotzer. The person who's making the chaloin says, even without my chaloin, you have to go and hide yourselves in the chotzer. In other words, not do things that you want people to see. And therefore, already you have all of your safeguards in place. So it doesn't make a difference with the chaloin, without the chaloin. Zokti yimara kamash malon di amalei. The other person could say, "Ada idna b'chotzer abe beina, it's the new yiminach." Hasha filu b'bayis nami beina, it's the new yiminach. So Rishbam gives two pshatim. The second pshat lechoyre is easier, and that is that the person who is the bnei chotzer can go and tell the person who is building the house with the chaloin, until now I only had to worry about you when I saw you coming into the chotzer, when you opened your door and you're entering into the chotzer, you're leaving the chotzer, going into the chotzer. That's when I had to be careful not to do any activities which you might consider private. However, once you went into the house and closed the house, you came home from work, you came home from the yeshiva or wherever you came home from, and then you closed the door at 6 o'clock or 8 o'clock, I figured until you go out now to Mincha Maariv an hour or 2 hours later, until then, I have nothing to worry about, and I can dance in the chotzer, and nobody has to see, nobody has to worry. But now that you have these huge chaloinois in your wall, in your bias, even when you go into the bias, I have to go and hide myself from you. And therefore, says the Mishnah, that's why you can be moicha, not only when it's just chotze chaveri, one person, but even chotze shutfen, multiple people, they all can say, sorry, fellow. Yes, when you're in the chotzer, that's one thing. That's something that we can live with. We know that you're typically out or you're typically home from the hours of chais at 6 to 8 at night. And therefore, during those 2 hours, we know that we have kind of a free use of the chotzer. However, if you have chaloinus in your house, you can, 24 hours a day, you can always peer out and see what's going on, and that's why don't make those chaloinus without the shutfim's agreement. He opened up his chaloin. He came in front of Rishmo Bar Yosi. You have made a chazaka. Now, what does Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yosi hold? You may recall that we had Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yosi very briefly back on Daf Mem Aleph Omed Aleph, where the Gemara said that there are two man diyamra, both Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yosi, that said kol befonav li alter have chazaka. If you're doing something which potentially bothers your next door neighbor, you don't need a 3 year period. If the other person is present and sees that you built a house with these chaloinois, he shouldn't say, well, let me think about it for a day, for a week, for a month, up to 3 years. No, no. If this is something that bothers him, it should bother him immediately. And he should protest immediately. And if he doesn't protest immediately, you can have a chazaka li'alter. Immediately doesn't necessarily mean 5 minutes, maybe one day. But there's no such 3 year limit. Aye, so what's the reason why Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yosi, as well as Rabbi Huda, why do they hold you need 3 years? Kedei, that if the owner of the property is in Aspamia, you have to give time for people to leave the town here, go to Aspamia, advise the person, oi, that's what someone's doing, he's occupying my property. So you have to give him a chance to kind of gather all his belongings, put all his fears in order, his affairs in order, and travel back. And that's why you need the 3 years. But really, if it's befonav la'alter ha'vechazaka. So now, someone built chaloinus into his property. A month has gone by, and now the next day, door neighbor says, hey, you know, I thought these chaloinus were fine, but I see it's really a mess. I'm very upset. Go and take these chaloinus away. Close up with shutters permanently. Says Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yosi, you made a chazak la altar, it's a good chazak. And then Abolifnei Rabbi Chiya, and Rabbi Chiya disagrees. Rabbi Chiya says, no, no, no. The halach is 3 years, don't give me this la altar business. And therefore he says, Yogata upasachta, just like you put in yagia means your work, your efforts, to pasachta, to open up these chaloinis. Now, tiageya ustaim, now go and similarly put in work and efforts to go and fill up this window, because we do not paskal from Shmuel Bar Yosi, but ein chazaka ad shalishanim. Chazaka takes 3 years, and therefore if the next door neighbor protests any time within the 3 years, he has the right to do so, and you're going to have to close up your mazik, your windows. Omer Nachman, v'listoim la'alter havi chazaka. What happens if someone had the chaloin 3 years already, and now the chaver comes and he builds a wall opposite that window, which is going to be ma'afil olav, since that person already has had his wall for the 3 years, and therefore he has chazaka on the wall and on the chaloinos. If someone wants to go and build another wall opposite that wall and block out the light and block out the vision and all the rest, there's no 3 year thing. This is immediate. You can't go and say the person builds a wall and he now makes your apartment dark. And you say, well, let me think about it for a month, for a year, and up to 3 years it can be moicha. No, no. Everybody over here agrees you got to be moicha immediately because this is an immediate mazik, the fact that he will now lose sight. He'll lose the ear, he'll lose the vision, he'll lose the light coming in. So that he can be, and he should be moich immediately, and if he's not moich immediately, the other guy has a chazak. Okay, we could stop here, but it's just a short few lines until the next Mishnah, so we should probably just finish that off. Zok Digmar, we said in the Mishnah, And then, really, the Gemara is not going on that. Okay. The Gemara is really going, and there should be a v'chuli over here. It's really talking about the last part of the Mishnah when he's born aliyah al gabi beisoy. So it said, liyiftechen lechotra shutvim, but he can make another cheder and be boina aliyah upoitzcha letoich beisoy. So what does all that mean? My time. The reason why you cannot go and build an aliyah on top of your house, because neshemar balei mesederach. Now you're going to have people living in your house, and they're going to be coming down the staircase. They're going to be going into the chatzar, and there's going to be much more traffic than there was until now. And other people in the chatzar are going to have to walk around, and it's going to be a hardship for them. So marbalei mesederach. Same as safe. So let's see the safe. Again, if you're adding another Ali al Gabe Beisoy, even if the people are walking inside, outside, was then. But nevertheless, aren't you making more traffic? Don't you have a problem? What means cheder shecholku bishnayim umay aliyah apsoy? What does all this mean? So explains Rishbam that the end of the Mishnah is trying to tell you that although you are prohibited from adding a second story to your house where there was no second floor previously, however, within the house, you can go and renovate it and refabricate it any way you like. Because after all, once you own a house in the chatzar, it's not just for you and your wife and your kids, but you have the right to go and invite as many friends and as many guests as you want. I mean, that's your house, you do whatever you want. So if I want to invite 25 people to sleep over one night or to come to my suda or something, that's no problem. I cannot go and add a physical additional structure on top of that. That you cannot do without permission. And I'm sure in many communities they probably have zoning regulations about making multiple-story residential houses. So, but within the house itself, they cannot go and tell you what to do. If I want to split a room into two, that's fine. So what our Mishnah is telling us is, you can split one room into two vertically. In other words, you had a very wide room, like a large living room, which was twice 10 feet wide. You can go and split it down the middle and now make two smaller rooms, each one only 5 feet wide. Now that's what he means, my cheder shechok lishnayim. You split it in half. My aliyah means not that you add a second floor on top of the house. It means what happens if you have very, very tall ceilings, like some of the older West Side apartments. Maybe you have a 9 foot, 10 foot ceiling. You're allowed to go make a horizontal second floor within that tall room. So you cannot go and add an aliyah al gabov, but you can make apsoy. Apsoy means like to make smaller rooms, not only smaller rooms in the width, but also smaller rooms in the height. Presumably, it would be.
Some people build a loft in the room, which is tall ceiling. They call it a loft. They put an extra bed or whatever up there.
Ah, okay.
Very common on the West Side.
Ah, okay. Very good. So that's what we're talking about.
Very hot in the winter to sleep up there. No one has such a situation. Okay.
Okay, thank you. Anyway, so the point of all of this is, the Mishnah tells us that if you want to go and add another floor to your building, that you don't have a right to do. Unless, of course, you get permission and everybody agrees. However, if you want to redesign your first floor and add rooms either horizontally or vertically, make it into a loft, like Shlomo and Brother Shai have now both, Apishnaim, Aydem Yukum Duver, that people do things like that, that you are permitted to do, even though it will increase the traffic from your home into the chatzar, but that you're allowed. When you buy a house, you have the right to have as many guests as you want, that you cannot protest. Add additional physical structures on top, that you can protest. Okay, we'll stop over here.